We are concerned that while the community in Mulville may give a very warm welcome to people coming there and people who are seeking asylum in Ireland, the location is a real concern. People have to travel to Dublin when they're in the asylum process for several reasons. And unfortunately, it seems that Mulville is just too remote a place for people to actually travel to Dublin. And in fact, the public bus route would take somebody through Derry. So they would have to travel into the north and then back out to the Republic and then on to Donegal. And in fact, it's actually a criminal offence for an asylum seeker to leave the state, leave the Republic. So they would be committing a criminal offence, which would have a possible tariff of a month's imprisonment. So it seems that there's no actually other way for a person to travel, even from Mobile to Donegal by public transport. At least we can't find a way for a person to do that. So it's a real concern. And I suppose also that somebody who coming to Ireland to seek asylum, for them to spend a reasonably long period of time, possibly 2 years or more, in such a remote place presents real difficulties.
And indeed, in relation to the asylum seekers in Mobile having to travel through Northern Ireland, do you hope that a process could be put in place to protect them against receiving a criminal conviction?
I think there has to be some sort of process. And for example, in County Limerick, they have a process where there is a bus organised by the Direct Provision Centre itself, because there is no public bus service. So it may be necessary for the Department of Justice to set up a bus service that allows people to get to Donegal without going into Northern Ireland. And from Donegal, they can then travel onward to the Republic. But unless the community is aware of another bus service, it seems that without a privately arranged bus service, somebody is going to have to travel into to Northern Ireland.
And we know that 100 asylum seekers are to arrive in Mobile over the coming weeks. Is there anything that can be done in the interim to aid in this process?
Yeah, I think there's already a statement given by the community which sets out how they would look to welcome people coming to Mobile. And that's fantastic to see. It was a very warm statement. So giving people support when they're there is really important in our experience. And also not to forget that people seeking asylum have contributed to rural communities around Ireland for the last 20 years. So people also have a lot to give back. But I think it is a real concern if the Department of Justice and the state generally think that we can accommodate people in a relatively remote place, even for an Irish person, it's remote. And it's not the only place in Ireland that this has taken place. The tweet that we did yesterday also talks about centres in Kenmare, for example, which is very remote. It's almost impossible to travel to Dublin and return to Kenmare in one day. In Liston-Varna, it's also relatively remote. And then finally, Mount Trenchard, which is in County Limerick, which is also quite remote. So Mobile isn't the only place.